let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Mary Height's story, A Pioneer Woman with Grit by Joseph Fox, you will meet men and women who pioneered the early Western expansion of our country and others who developed Washington as our nation's capital. You'll experience the War of Independence and the War of 1812 through new eyes and will meet some famous men and women. Mary's stepmother was President James Madison's aunt. Joseph is a retired Bechtel design engineer and Oakland Museum docent, known for the publication of two family history books, which incorporate the results of genetic testing. He administers the Fox Y DNA surname project at Family Tree DNA. Joseph Fox, author of Mary Height's story, A Pioneer Woman with Grit, is our guest on This Week in America. Joseph, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're going to learn about Mary Height during the course of the program. How did you happen to learn about this this fascinating story of Mary Height?
Well, as you mentioned, I've been into genealogy for some time. But basically, I knew nothing about my great-grandmother. Her name was Annie Euphemia Roach. Her family. So I started doing, about 10 years ago, I started doing some research along her line. And sure enough, I was able, through standard techniques of genealogy plus DNA testing, I made some contacts, and information just started flowing in.
That's amazing. And the book came from that, Mary Height's story, A Pioneer Woman with Grit. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com in the book section there and other places as well. Where and when did she live?
Say that again, Rick.
Yeah, where and when did Mary Height live?
Oh, she was born in the panhandle of West Virginia. Of course, at that time, it was all Virginia, but this was the panhandle of West Virginia, and she married a Anglican minister, moved out to further west in West Virginia, which was pretty well frontier country at the time, and then after her first husband died, she moved back and married a house painter, moved to Washington, D.C. So that's where she lived. And she lived through the Revolutionary War and the War of 1812. And the War of 1812 really had quite an effect on her life.
You know, it's the subtitle is a Pioneer Woman with Grit, and that really tells us a lot about the Mary that we will discover in Joseph's book, Mary Height's Story, A Pioneer Woman with Grit. Why did you consider Mary Height worth writing about? When you heard the story, what was it about this that you thought, I need to do a book and I need to share this story?
Well, I do think, yes, she had grit. She first was in an arranged marriage. Her stepmother was the aunt of President James Madison, and she was a noted person to make arranged marriages. So she married this newly minted Anglican minister, moved out to a parish further west in Moorefield, West Virginia, had two children with him. But then after 4 years, he died, and she was left with a one-year-old and a three-year-old child. Moved back, taught school for a while, taught her nieces and nephews, and eventually met this house painter, moved with him to Washington, D.C., and set up a boarding house that was pretty well-known boarding house at the time.
It's such a fascinating story. You'll find it at stratton-press.com in the bookstore, wherever books are sold, of course. Mary Height's story, A Pioneer Woman with Grit. Joseph Fox is the author and our guest on the program. How much of this story is true? As you were telling the story, doing research and trying to put together her life decades later, how much of this is a true story?
There was an amazing amount of information on Mary Height that I was able to dig up. She had some important connections. Her grandfather, Joost Height, settled the Shenandoah Valley and was quite wealthy. But basically, I had her information from my genealogy book, but can I just read a short paragraph?
Oh, certainly, certainly, please.
In the summer of 1784, Mary took a trip out to Moorfield, where she bought some property and met her uncle's family. The following is my interpretation of events, but I believe it is a logical one. So that's the way I approach it. In late June, Mary got a letter from Isaac Hite, her uncle Abraham's son, who had come back from Kentucky Territory to see his parents. So it's a mixture. You have to take the facts and make something out of them.
Well, and it's interesting you do that with logic. You've got such an understanding of that time and appreciation that you sort of know logically, rationally, what will follow, what the actions would be. The book is Mary Hite's Story, A Pioneer Woman with Grit. Talk about who you think might be interested in reading this book. Even it's such a fascinating story by itself, but who would be interested in reading a book about Mary Hite?
Well, Rick, I think anybody who is interested in early American history, there's some material in there about James Madison and her connection with him, but also anybody from the interested in genealogy, and particularly the Hite family themselves. As I say, Just Hite was a early settler of the Shenandoah Valley. 1730, he came in there. And he had a lot of descendants. So I think the Hite family would be very interesting.
How long did it take you to write this story?
Well, that's a bit of a story. I had the basic information from my genealogy book, and it was a question of manipulating it and making it a good story and getting the right photographs to show and so forth. It took just about 6 months from the time I started on it to the time it was put into print.
You mentioned that, and I mentioned in the beginning as well, the other genealogy books that you've written. How does this book differ from the other ones you've written?
Well, it's shorter. It is more personal and more conversational. It's easier to read, that's for sure. So I would recommend this if somebody wants to look at my genealogy books, take a look at this one first.
Start with this one, okay. Mary Hite's Story, A Pioneer Woman with Grit by Joseph M. Fox, the author. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com, other places as well. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You do such an excellent job of understanding genealogy and presenting it in a way that's very interesting to us, the average reader. How did you get interested in studying genealogy?
Well, it really, I had a cousin who was a genealogist, and I read all his stuff, and there was some stuff in books about the Fox family, but it really started when I was in London in 1974 and looked up the Fox family out in Cornwall. And I went out there, drove out there over a weekend with a friend of mine, and found this beautiful garden, Glendurgan. Came back with connections to that family, and about 20 years later, I got interested in DNA testing. And sure enough, I was able to get a member of that family and myself tested, and we proved out our connection. That got me what was really got me started.
And because of that, we've got the story, Mary Hite's Story, the new book by Joseph M. Fox, and other books that Joseph has written as well. An interesting trip that you took to Falmouth. Tell me a little bit about that trip.
It was with Bob Chu, who was a Chinese fellow, and he said, "We Chinese, we know our ancestry way, way back." So it was an interesting trip. But we drove out to Falmouth and found a bunch of Fox estates, and I drove into one, as I mentioned, Glendurgan, an amazing estate with a lot of beautiful flowers. It's now in the National Trust. And that as I say, is what got me started. And since then, I've been into this DNA testing and found a lot of connections that way. And it's been a nice experience. I administer the Fox YDNA Surname Project at Family Tree DNA, if anybody wants to connect that way.
That would be fantastic. And you mentioned the DNA testing, the genetic genealogy. How did you get interested in that? Because that's opened up a whole new avenue for you, hasn't it?
Say that again, Rick.
Yeah, the genetic genealogy. How did you get involved in that? Because that's really opened up a whole new area for you to explore.
I pretty well covered that. I tested Robert Fox, who was the descendant of the Fox family over there in England, and myself. And sure enough, we matched. And this was in pretty much the early days of DNA testing.
Yes.
And I've been following it ever since.
The picture on the cover of your book, and the book is Mary Height's Story, A Pioneer Woman with Grit. How did you go about getting that picture on the cover?
Well, that's a story in itself. I had no photographs of Mary Height. She was before photography and no paintings. But I took a trip in last year, 2019, to my 75th Princeton reunion, and there, from the Marty, and I got a photograph of her as a young girl for the cover, and
Oh, yes. In fact, we have that up on the screen for the video.
Cover,
ooh, interesting.
I got a painting of my grandmother that Marty did. So these, I think, serve as a pretty good indication of what Mary Height might have looked like.
The book is Mary Height's Story, A Pioneer Woman with Grit by Joseph Fox, the author and our guest on the program. Book at stratton-press.com. Talk a little bit about where you get information in this particular case with Mary, where all you look to put this story together, and how difficult maybe that was.
I was able to get a lot of help. Once I got started, the first thing I did looking at my great-grandmother's history was do a census record. And I found what appeared to be her family, and I knew her mother's name, but not her last name. So that I was in contact with a DNA connection of mine, not related that way at all, but he was able to steer me in the right direction. The next thing I knew, I was in a discussion group on the internet and found this lady who gave me all the information back to Mary Height.
It's amazing.
So these people that you connect with are very important and very helpful.
Yeah, it's really a lot of people that you give credit to, don't you, that helped you tell this story that's in the book, Mary Height's Story.
I would like to credit these two ladies that helped me, but they have both said that they are only interested in the facts. They don't want to see anything that's made up from those facts. So I just give them credit this way, but I can't name them.
Well, that's interesting, the help that you have in putting your books together. In this particular case, it's Mary Height's Story. Do you have any other ancestors you want to write about?
I have been working on a great-grandfather of mine. He came out to California at the time of the gold rush. He was a newly minted doctor, and he set up a hospital out here in Sacramento, which had a tough time. And he went back and got married and settled down in Maryland. And there's not much more after that, but I'm trying to dig up information on him. I'm not sure it makes as good a story as Mary Height's, but we'll see.
I guess you do a little more research and determine whether there's a book in that or not. Just a couple minutes left in the program. talk about the difference now in genealogy, in finding out information, as opposed to years ago when you started this process. It seems like it's so readily available now. Is that true?
It is absolutely true, Rick. You can go on the internet and do a search, and if you know how to do it properly, you can find all sorts of information. And it's amazing. For example, with this great grandmother, father of mine, I've been looking at documents on historical houses, and they go back into the information about the people. That's very revealing. And you are correct. The internet has provided us with a vast amount of information.
Our home base for years of doing this program was in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where the library and their genealogical section there, people would come and spend days from all over the world studying. I'm just fascinated with this whole study of genealogy. A minute or so left here. What is this like when you look into a family member and you suddenly start putting the pieces of the puzzle together? I would think it's almost like you know this person after a while.
You know, it's like doing detective work. It really is. And as the administrator of this DNA project, I'm helping a lot of other people. And I get a lot of fun out of it because I'm able to help them find an ancestor that they didn't know about. It's a very rewarding field, and I recommend genetic genealogy to anybody.
Yeah, when you see the look on someone's face when they go back and they're able to put pieces together in their past and find out where they came from and what family members went through, like you said, that has to be very rewarding, fulfilling when you're able to help people like that.
Yes, it's been very rewarding.
Well, you've done such a nice job with this book. You mentioned you're doing a little research with another family member. Are you working on any other book? It sounds like you're getting your hands full with your regular projects here.
Well, I'm assembling a commonplace book. I'm 98 years old, and I'm trying to get together for my family all the information I can, and it's scattered around my office every place. That's a job for me in the future.
Just getting that organized. Well, Joseph, 98 years old, the youngest 98-year-old person I have ever met. I'm just amazed at the energy and jumping in the internet and doing this research. It's just such a job well done. And this book is available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to strattonpress.com. It's Mary Height's Story, A Pioneer Woman with Grit by Joseph M. Fox. The website is stratton-press.com. Find it other places as well. Video version of this program, by the way, you'll find by going to YouTube, going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we got the book cover up there, and you'll have a chance to see Joseph as we're talking about the book. Joseph, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Good luck with all the projects you've got going. Hopefully we'll have a chance to catch up with you and do it again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I appreciate the chance.
It has been a pleasure. Joseph Fox, author of Mary Height's Story, A Pioneer Woman with Grit. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. And, of course, more on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.